Hello.
My name is Latasha. I'm calling from Egomont. Sorry for returning a call to this number.
Yes, this is John Kettner. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm calling because I was reviewing the parts for my DeLorean buildup, and I'm missing a few, and I know that we had skipped a couple just because they weren't in stock and I was holding up my shipment. So I'm just kind of calling to check and see if they've been released or if they can be sent out.
Tell me the account number.
I don't have the account number, but I can give you an address. And
yes. Is this a telephone number? Is this for a subscription or eShop order?
Subscription.
Is this a telephone number that's associated with the account?
Yes, ma'am.
And is this for your DeLorean, your Ghostbusters, or your James Bond?
The DeLorean.
And tell me again, what was the problem?
We had put some parts on hold because they were holding up the shipment because you guys didn't have them in stock. And I'm just checking to see if those are back in stock and can be sent out.
Okay, so I can unskip it because right now it is saying that it's complete. But if it was skipped, so I'm going to try to explain and try not to confuse you. Okay, so when you skip an item in our system, if I unskip it right now, it's not going to show me. It's going to have to generate to see if it's back in stock. So you're going to have to call back within the next 48 hours to see if it's in or out of stock because it's not going to let me know it now if I unskip it.
Okay, so I'm curious. Why doesn't it let you do it now?
Because it has to generate through our system to see if it's back in. Because basically skipping it is not skipping it to unskip it again. It's skipping it as if you didn't want it anymore. You don't want that item. So I'm going to have to wait until it generates in our system. And then you'll have to call back for us to see if it's in stock. It's not going to let me know it right now.
Oh, okay. So even if I give you the numbers, you can't tell me if they're in stock?
It's going to pop it up, especially if you skip those. Like, which issues did you skip? Do you remember?
Hang on a second. Yeah, I have a picture of them. Hang on a second. Let me get to it. $147. 151 and 153.
And is this for your DeLorean?
Yes, ma'am.
I see 153. Why is it showing me? Hold on a second. Let me look up your notes to see what they unskipped.
Okay. Because like I said, I just went through and put all my issues in a binder, and I'm missing those issues, so I know the parts haven't come.
Okay. You're just taking them in below the no sub bear.
That's fine. No rush.
I didn't know it was going to take this long, though.
Oh, no problem. It's Monday.
Okay. So you said 150. I'm trying to see.
147, 151, and
So you saying you didn't receive 147. 147 should have been shipped to you. I'm going to go ahead and get that one reshipped out. 151 should have been skipped to you. So that one was supposed to have been sent to you. I will go ahead and ship it out. So the only one that you're waiting on was 153, and 153 I just unskipped, okay?
Oh, okay, great. Okay. Yeah, like so, I said, I just put my magazines in the binders yesterday, and I don't have, like I said, the part or those magazines. So
okay.
I don't know if it just didn't get put in the box or what the deal is, but so I appreciate you sending those out.
You're welcome. Bear me one moment. Okay, I did get those processed to be shipped out to you. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, there is. I am on hold on my Ghostbusters Ecto-1 because I'm trying to bundle the parts kits, like putting 20 parts kits together to get the 20% discount.
Talking about the load-up plan.
Yes.
They're actually not offering those as of right now because of how we're having so much things becoming on back order because we're having like a delay of getting them in the warehouse as fast as we are wanting to. They have actually stopped offering the load-ups until we're able to offer. You'll probably receive an email letting you know when we're back offering them, but as of right now, they're not doing it.
Okay. Because the first two kits that I built with you, which was the Aston Martin and the DeLorean, I had received a 20% discount on that. And I understand that, you know, everybody was calling everybody and telling them to sign up for it, that type of thing. But like I said, I had talked to them and said, is there any way I can get a discount? And I was talked to by, you know, one of the representatives that said, you know, if you do a load up, you know, they do 15 parts or 20 parts, you could get up to 15 to 20% off. So I thought, I'll just wait. So why are they not doing the load up now?
Because it's a lot of like problems, like with us getting like a lot of out of stock items, because like I said, we're not getting them in the warehouse as fast as we would like to. And
okay.
We're trying to stop from most of our customers having to wait on back orders for people who are not offered the load up or can't do the load up. So it's kind of I guess they're trying to keep it evenly divided until we're able to get more items in the warehouses right now. So that's why they're not offering it.
Oh, gotcha. Well, yeah, I know. I just don't want to pay almost $14 per kit when I was paying $9. You know, I was
right.
Paying $8.95. That's like another $400 of cost on top of the vehicle. You know what I mean? So, I guess I'll just wait to see if you guys change it. Because like I said, I just don't want to spend that much. And if I, you know, if I have to, I guess I'll cancel it, but I'm kind of surprised since I've already built two of the vehicles with you guys. You know, I'm a repeat customer on a third, and actually when the Batmobile comes out, I'll be doing a fourth one with you. That a discount can't be extended. So.
Well, you have any other questions for me?
No, I don't. We'll just have to see what happens with that load up.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling Ethan Moss. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you for your help. Okay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.